This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh's president dissolved parliament on Tuesday, clearing the way for new elections to replace the longtime prime minister who resigned and fled the country following weeks of demonstrations against her rule that descended into violence. There were no new reports of new violence in the capital, Dhaka, on Tuesday.
Things are relatively calm, and we're trying to better understand the situation. The army is providing security across the country.
United Nations resident coordinator in Bangladesh, Gwen Lewis. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris announced the state of Minnesota Governor's Tim Walz will be her running mate on Tuesday, less than 3 weeks since President Joe Biden endorsed her to be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has this report.
In November, Harris and Walz will go against Republican nominee former President Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance. Walz recently raised his profile as an effective attack dog against Trump and Vance, calling them weird. He has 3 months to introduce himself to American voters. Kim Brown is a voter from Pennsylvania.
Well, I don't know too much about him. I'm going to learn about him now that I know what she takes.
Harris and Walz will set off on a tour across key battleground states. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Hamas named its Gaza leader, Yahya Sinwar, as successor to former political chief Ismail Haniyeh, who was assassinated in Tehran last week, the terrorist group said on Tuesday, in a move that reinforces the radical path pursued since the October 7th attack on Israel. Sinwar, the architect of the most devastating attack on Israel in decades, has been hiding in Gaza, defying Israeli attempts to kill him since the start of the war. This is VOA News. The leader of Hezbollah on Tuesday pledged a quote-unquote strong and effective response to the killing of its military commander by Israel last week and said it would act either alone or with its regional allies. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Hassan Nasrallah said the Lebanese Shia militia group would wait for the right moment to respond, but did not hint on its form or timing. And he said all international attempts at persuading Hezbollah not to retaliate were futile. A July 30th strike killed Fuad Shukr in a Beirut suburb. He is the most senior Hezbollah figure killed in nearly 10 months of conflict with Israel. Nasrallah's promise of vengeance comes amid rising fears the Middle East could tip into full-blown war. The White House on Tuesday said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with the leaders of Qatar and Egypt to discuss efforts to de-escalate tensions in the region.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The U.S. Justice Department says a Pakistani man alleged to have ties with Iran has been charged in a plot to carry out political assassinations on U.S. soil. Prosecutors in Brooklyn announced criminal charges on Tuesday against Asif Mershant, accusing him of traveling to New York to try to hire a hitman. The plot was disrupted before it could be carried out. Court documents don't identify any of the potential targets, but the case was unsealed just weeks after U.S. officials disclosed a threat on Donald Trump's life from Iran, prompted additional security in the days before a rally last month in which Trump was injured by a gunman's bullet. A Chinese-American man has been convicted of giving China intelligence on dissidents, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A Chinese-American scholar has been convicted of U.S. charges of using his reputation as a pro-democracy activist and the founder of a pro-democracy group in New York City to gather information on Chinese dissidents and feed it to his homeland's government. A federal jury in New York delivered its verdict Tuesday in the case of Xuzhuin Wang. Prosecutors say Wang lived a double life for over a decade at the behest of China's main intelligence agency. He pleaded not guilty, and his lawyers portrayed him as a gregarious academic with nothing to hide. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. stocks are bouncing back and calm is returning to Wall Street after Japan's market soared earlier to claw back much of the losses from its worst day since 1987. The S&P 500 was rallying by more than 2% on Tuesday and on track to break a brutal three-day losing streak. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.